Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at John Field Gym, they're actually getting started a little bit early here tonight. It'll be pretty close to normal tip-off time, but the game prior got done early, and that was the Alleman Pioneers beating the Illini West Chargers 56-35. That game actually got over by about 6:20 or so. So we're starting slightly early here tonight, it looks like. So Bill Allison is already just about done with the starting lineup, so we'll run down the starters for you. First off, for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, they will start in the middle, Shaylee Florine. Shaylee, a 6-foot senior. Raina Gully at one guard, a 5'5 junior. Lexi Daniels at the other guard. She is a senior this year. Kayla Townsville at another guard. And Kylie Townsville as well. So a smaller, quicker starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. For East Peoria, Kayla Burks, a senior. Ashley Emmert, a junior. Rachel Hilton, a senior. Remy Ferguson, a junior. And Allie Emmert, a senior. Stepping into the center circle, Shaylee Florine for the Streaks. And it will be Ashley Emmert for East Peoria. Tip one by the Raiders. Streaks in their home white, trimmed in silver and black. East Peoria in their road black, trimmed in maroon and gold. Streaks come out in a man-to-man defense. Left baseline, this is Emmert with it. Penetrates, kicks out top, ball tipped away by Lexi Daniels, and it's run down by Rachel Hilton. Streaks defeated East Peoria 71-32 last year when these two teams met. Now down on the right block, it goes to Remy Ferguson. She reverses, puts it up and in, and East Peoria is on the board with a 2-0 lead.
Streaks didn't have anybody weak side on that one, Tom, and they've got to have somebody come over to help out, because if you're going to get beat baseline, you want to at least know that there's a help side defender there.
And the Raiders come out in a 2-3 zone. Left wing, this is Lexi Daniels. Out between the circles, it goes to Kayla Townsville. Now this is Kayla with it. Now swings it over to Raina Gully on the left wing. She'll penetrate. Nice dump down to the baseline to Kylie Townsville. Now to Lexi, top of the key. Back to the left wing, it goes to Raina Gully. Raina spins down the left side, passes to Kayla Townsville. 10-footer up, no good. Shaylee down with a rebound. She can't hit, but she is fouled on the putback and is going to go against either, who'd they call it? They called it on Ferguson. Remy Ferguson, first foul of the basketball game. So Ferguson picks up the foul, and Shaylee Florine goes to the free throw line with two shots. 6:49 to play here in the first quarter. And now make it 2-1 as Shaylee Florine hits the first.
I'm kind of surprised the Streaks didn't work it into Shaylee right away. You want to establish her as soon as possible and get her moving, and it also is going to collapse this much smaller East Peoria team and open up shots outside as both shots hit by Shaylee, and now a travel in the corner by Rachel Hilton.
Nice job defensively. It was Lexi Daniels and Kayla Townsville had her trapped up, and she traveled with it. This will be Kayla inbounding from the right baseline to Lexi Daniels, right wing. She'll fire the three. It's too strong. Right on target. Rebound comes out long to East Peoria's Rachel Hilton.
She goes all the way down to the other end of the floor and puts it in for two. Streaks did not stop the dribble drive.
6.5 minutes to play first quarter. Right wing, Lexi Daniels now to Raina Gully. Out on the right side. High post, it goes to Kylie Townsend. Nice dump down to Shaylee Florine on the left side. Left hand up off the glass and in.
And a great pass there by Kylie, and a nice setup there by the Silver Streaks, as that was a situation where they were in a 2-3 and the Streaks were able to go high post, low post.
Raina with a near steal, knocked away by Kayla Townsend. It's going to go back to East Peoria. What kind of started that defensive sequence there was the nice trap again by Kylie Townsend and Lexi Daniels, and Raina just couldn't reel it in. It's going to go back to East Peoria. They'll inbound from midcourt.
Well, with Raina in there with the two Townsville girls, there's a lot of speed out there defensively for the Streaks.
And it comes to Hilton. Hilton on the dribble out between the circles. She'll work against Lexi Daniels. 6 minutes to play first quarter. We are tied at four. Hilton picks up way out high, gives to Allie Emmert. Now this is Ashley Emmert with it on the dribble to the right, now to the left. Now picks up out high left side in the paint. Ball stolen away by Lexi Daniels. Lexi, data goes to Reyna on the right wing. She'll go baseline, saw the opening, got inside, laid up off the glass and in.
Just a heady play right there by Reyna. She saw that there was an opening. She was patient. She went through it and then got herself in position, squared her shoulders up to the basket, and knocked it down. 6-4 Silver Streaks.
Cassandra Brown calls a 30-second timeout for East Peoria. 5:39 to play here in the first quarter. Again, started just slightly early here. It was a scheduled 7 o'clock tip-off, but the early game actually got done early. That was between Alleman and Illini West, and Alleman looked pretty good. Illini West, not quite what they've been in past years. I know they struggled a little bit more last year than we've seen, but really struggled this evening. Alleman looked pretty good in their 56-35 win. A little surprised. I thought maybe we'd have a little bit bigger crowd than this here tonight, because it seemed like we had almost this many, if not more, at Meet the Streaks last Friday night.
Well, Tom, I can tell you, driving back from Peoria, it is raining fairly decently out there, and I'm sure some people were a little concerned. I know that I hit some flooded interstate portions, so there's a carry, no call.
Down the right side, laid up, no good by Kayla Burks, and Kaylin Boyston in for the Streaks. She's got the rebound. She'll bring it down the left side, picks up and gives to Kayla Townsville. Right winger goes to Lexi, fires a three. That one short. Weak side rebound. Kaylin Boyston up off the glass. No. Rebound tipped up by Kylie Townsville, and she's going to get called for going over the back. First foul on the Streaks here tonight.
Well, I will tell you, Tom, I like the aggressiveness that Kaylin shown coming into the game. She was in every portion of that play, down at the other end of the floor defensively, getting the board, coming down, and she was able to get the offensive rebound, just wasn't able to put it in.
And now a trap ball goes to the floor, and there you go, right again. Kaylin Boydston, one of the two seniors on the team, along with Shaylee Florine. She ties it up, and the Streaks get it back. Also in for Galesburg, Emily Minor, to 5'11 sophomore. Saw some playing time last year, and Coach Massey talked a little bit in the pregame and this morning about how he's seen a lot of improvement in those two players in particular. Left wing, Kayla Townsend, now Lexi Daniels between the circles out high right side. Kaylin Boyston, backdoor pass, and almost went in the basket. Rebound comes down to Kayla Townsend, can't hit the shot, and East Peoria has it. This is Kayla Burks with it. Now between the circles, it goes to Hilton. Hilton down on the low block to Emmert. Now kick back out, and the pass goes right through the hands of Eden Tomo, and it's going to go back to the Streaks with 4:46 to play. Here in quarter number one, Streaks leading 6-4.
I think her name is actually Torno. The type is kind of weird. Yeah,
I looked at my sheet
from last year, and I had Torno.
Okay, Torno. Out high right side, Kaylin Boyston. Down on the block, Emily Minor. Nice job getting position, and she's pushed from behind by Torno. And Torno's a good 6, maybe pushing 6-1, because she's a little bit taller than Emily Minor's. Checking back in, Raina Gully and Shaylee Florine, as the Townsville girls will get a rest. So a little bit bigger lineup now for the Galesburg Silver Streaks with Minert and Florine in there.
Torno had 9 points last year, including a three.
Nice pass on the inbound from Kaylin Boyston to Emily Minert. Emily lays it up left side, up and in, gets her first basket, make it 8-4 Streaks. Full court pressure. Hilton across midcourt, right side, penetrates, kicks back
traveled.
Out. She traveled with it. Yeah, she tried to. Kind of had her momentum going too fast into the paint, tried to stop, and kind of picked it up as she stopped with it.
A little delayed on the call there by the official.
So the Streaks will reset, 4:21 to play here in the first quarter. East Peoria is sticking with that 2-3 zone. Right wing, Lexi Daniels. Out high, it goes to Raina Gully. Out high, left side, Kaylin Boyce. And left wing, it goes to Lexi Daniels. Back to Kaylin, out high on the left side. Swing it over to Raina on the right wing. She'll fire the three. Off the rim, no. Rebound tipped out by Emily Minor. Tries to hustle and get it. Before it gets to the sideline, can't get there in time, and it goes back to the Raiders. Streaks will pick up with full-court pressure once again. Inbound comes to Ashley Emmert, working against Raina Gully. Now this is Remy Ferguson in the backcourt, gets it across in the big Galesburg of the basketball in the center. Now gives to Hilton. Bounces for Hilton. She'll dribble right, pulls up with a 17-footer. That's no good. Rebound tipped, and they're going to say it went, I guess, went off of Shaylee last. Looked like Emily Minert had inside position. Shaylee was kind of had the back position there. Maybe they're saying she must have tipped it out.
Well, it looked to me like Torno was the one that knocked that one out of bounds.
Now ball goes off somebody's foot. Emily Minert picks it up. Now Kaylin Boyston, long downcourt pass to Lexi Daniels. Tried to thread the needle there. Got tipped out. Couldn't get it to Shaylee, but Lexi comes back up with it and gives to Kaylin Boyston out near the center circle. Right wing, Lexi. and threw to no one. Emily wasn't Miter wasn't ready for the pass, and it was off the mark anyway.
Yeah, Emily's got to be ready for the pass, though, Tom. That's got to be where she looks to score.
Shaylee Vereen with the rebound of the miss by Emmert. Now it's Raina Gully. And, again, I think Raina thought Emily was going to go one way. She went the other way and overthrew her, and now the ball's going to go back to the streaks anyway as East Peoria lost a handle on it. It was Torno running after it, and it's going to be out of bounds on the left baseline for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Kaylin Boydston will inbound. 3:10 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 8-4.
Emily's not looking for her offense right now, and that's going to be important.
Lexi Daniels for three. Left wing is good. Her first of the ball game. She's 1-for-3 from the field. They make it 11-4 Streaks. Just under 3 minutes to play first quarter. Lexi will continue to move up on the all-time list of three-point shooters in Galesburg history. This is Emmert, Ashley Emmert, left of the center circle. Travel there, too, guarded by Raina Gully. Now picks up, gives between the circles to Hilton. Hilton against Kaylin Boydston. Looks to Torno. She runs it down on the right baseline. Kicks out to Hilton outside the three-point arc. Hilton out high right side. This is Burks. Now to Emmert. High post to Torno left side. Emmert now down the left block. Stolen away by Shaylee Vereen. Now it's Raina Gully on the run across midcourt right at the center circle. She'll set for the streaks against the 2-3 zone of East Peoria. Bounces for Emily Miter. Free throw line to Lexi. Right wing for three. Good! Two in a row for Lexi. We like to see her get heated up. East Peoria is not going to want to see that, though.
14-4. Streaks with a 10-point advantage. 2:05 left to go here in the first quarter.
Hilton penetrates. Nice bounce to the left baseline, but nice closeout by Lexi Daniels. Now it's kicked out to Burks. Burks penetrates right side. Nice bounce again, and it goes to Remy Ferguson. Can't get the shot, but she's fouled. Lexi Daniels gets the call. Nice job by Lexi not letting her get a shot off and made the foul count. First on Lexi, two team fouls on the streaks. Remy Ferguson at the free throw line for East Peoria. First shot is up and good. She's got three of their 5 points back in for the streaks. Kayla Townsville, Kylie Townsville, also for the first time this season, Sage Milroy.
Streaks have to be aware of that weak side. It looks like the Raiders are really putting some emphasis on that, looking to that weak side for some easy looks.
Kylie Townsend with a rebound of the missed free throw. She's got Kayla Townsend on the left wing. Now it's Raina Gully out high, top of the key, dribbles right, gets a pick from Shaylee, pulls up with a three, rolls off, no good. Rebound tipped out, but it's pulled down by Hilton. 2-on-1 break. Hilton goes to the left, now stops in the lane and came down with it. Nice job by both Raina Gully and Kayla Townsend as they got there to bother her, and she went up, and I think she thought the shot was going to get blocked, and she came right back down with it.
Who took that last three for the streaks?
That was Raina.
Raina, thank you.
1:30 to play first quarter, 14-5 streaks. Sage Milroy, 5'7 junior between the circles, right wing to Raina. Over the top pass goes to Kayla Townsville, and she tried to get it to Shaylee. It got knocked away. East Peoria comes up with a streaks turnover. This is Ferguson with it. Hilton out high on the left side. On the dribble, carried. Yeah, they're going to call that. You got to call that one. She just literally, like, hesitated, had the ball, her hand underneath the ball, and took a step with it and then dribbled again.
The thing is, Tom, they're doing it about every time. I think I've seen Hilton, Emmert, and at least one other player do it just about every time they try to dribble the basketball, and that's something they've got to be wary of because the officials are going to start calling that because it's an easy call.
Haley Plummer into the lineup for East Peoria. This is Raina Gully between the circles. High post, it goes to Shaylee. Left wing, Kayla Townsend dribbles left, gives to Sage Milroy. Left baseline, fires a three, bounces off, no. Rebound tipped around and pulled down by Raina Gully. Now to Kylie Townsend down on the right block, gets fouled, and it's going to go against Torno. And I'll tell you what, Kylie Townsend going in there at Torno, like we said, a good 6 or 6-1. Kylie Townsend, 5'5", didn't care. Took it right at her and drew the contact. So Kylie Townsville is going to go to the free throw line with two shots, 56.6 to play in the first quarter. First foul on Torno.
And she knocks down the first one of the season. Streaks take a 10-point lead now, 15-5, 56.6 left to go here in the opening stanza.
So Kylie Townsville at the free throw line. You know, it's great to see that aggressiveness as she hits the second shot. Both she and Raina Gully were really going after the that weak side rebound. Now back the other way. This is Allie Emmert. Stops on the right baseline. Kicks it out. Top of the key. Remy Ferguson for three. No. Ball bounces out long to Torno. Now Allie Emmert. Right baseline. It goes to Emmert. Allie Emmert. She can't hit the shot. Now the ball's tipped away. And East Peoria comes up with it. Right wing. This is Ashley Emmert. Now goes to Plummer. Out between the circles, Torno. Now Ashley Emmert out high on the right side. She'll dribble back out near the center circle, working against Kaylin Boydston. Crosses over, comes back to the right. Gives to Ferguson. Ferguson tried to bounce on the left baseline, got knocked away by the Streaks. They go back to East Peoria with 17.6 to play.
I think she might have got away with a few extra steps there before she threw that ball off our player anyway.
Inbound comes to Ashley Emmert, traveling on the right baseline. No call. Gets it down to the block. Shot partially blocked by Sage Milroy, but getting it back. Who was that?
Allie Emmert.
Allie Emmert, okay. She's got her first basket of the game, 16-7 Streaks. 3 seconds to play. Kaylin Boyson fires from on top of the volleyball spike line, just short. And we have played one quarter of basketball. Season is underway, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the East Peoria Raiders 16-7. We'll come back with the second quarter. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Bless you. You're okay. Oh, honey, you're okay. You're... Maybe you're not okay. People say moms know best, and they do. But sometimes they need a second opinion. When that happens, there's no better place to turn than to the OSF Medical Group and Galesburg Clinic. There you'll meet some of the area's top pediatricians, experts in helping your little ones feel all better again. Moms wish hugs and kisses could fix little sniffles, big owies, and everything in between. But when worst comes to worst, children need the best care possible. That's why our pediatricians are available day or night, even weekends. Plus, you'll have access to the entire OSF Healthcare Network for a wide variety of specialized care. Learn more about how OSF pediatricians can give you and your children care that's altogether better at osfgalesburgclinic.org/pediatrics.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson at John Field Gym. Second quarter just underway. Streaks lead 16-7. Three on the right wing by Eden Torno. She puts it up and in. Her first basket of the ball game. Make it 16-10.
She had one of those against the Streaks last year.
Now a steal. This is Remy Ferguson with it. And she traveled and threw it away. And the Streaks are going to get it back. They didn't call the travel, but she just threw the ball out of bounds. She kind of got going too fast again. Streaks got there defensively, and they'll bring it back the other way. So the starting five back in for the Streaks. It's Raina Gully, Kylie Townsville, Kayla Townsville, Shaylee Florine, and Lexi Daniels. High post, this is Kylie Townsville. Right wing to Raina. She'll fire the three. That's off the mark. Weak side rebound fought for Lexi Daniels and Ashley Emmert, and the possession points toward the Streaks. Inbounding will be Kayla Townsville. From the left baseline to Raina, left baseline or right baseline, fires a three, in and out, no good. And a rebound comes down to Torno. Long down court pass to Ferguson. Ferguson on the run. Nice hustle by Raina to get back there and cut her off on the baseline. Kick it out. This is Hilton. Drives toward the baseline and gives to Ferguson. Back to Hilton out on the left side. Now between the circles, Torno looking for help. Man, those are the kind of people you don't want guarding you. And what do we have, an illegal
screen?
We're going
to get an illegal screen on Torno. That's going to be her second foul.
With Raina Gully out there with her quick hands and defensive prowess, and Kylie and Kayla Townsville, man.
Well, and then you could put Kaylin in
right,
there, too.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. Tap of the key, Raina Gully, right wing, Lexi. She'll fire the three, in and out, no good. Weak side rebound. That is Kylie Townsville. She can't hit the shot, but she gets fouled. And, again, nice job. She did a ball fake after she got the rebound, but picked up the foul against Emmert, and that is going to be her first. On Ashley Emmert. So Kylie Townsville back to the free throw line. She hit two in the first quarter. She missed that one, but just under 7 minutes to play. First half, Streaks lead 16-10. So Kylie Townsville at the free throw line. Second shot is up, and that is good. Kylie, a 5'6 junior. I said 5'5 earlier. 5'6 junior. Full court pressure from the Streaks. This is Hilton. Now two-on-one break. This is Allie Emmert on the run, right side, pulls up with a 10-footer, way off the mark. Rebound comes down to Raina Gully. Down court it goes to Lexi. Overthrew her, though. It's going to go out of bounds and go back the other way. 17-10 Streaks, 6:41 to play first half.
Three turnovers so far for the Silver Streaks, but the Raiders have turned the ball over eight times.
And it comes to Ashley Emmert, trapped up by Bo Townsville. And, ooh, going to get a, I'm going to say that... Kayla Townsville stuck the knee out as she went around. I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah, I think that was one of those situations where Ashley Emmer just felt herself trapped, tried to push through, and ended up hitting the deck.
First foul on Kayla as East Peoria breaks the pressure. This is Hilton out on the right side, drives down the right lane, kicks out to, that's Allie Emmert. And it is no good. Now Shaley down on the right block, into the paint, goes up with the left hand. Got it up there, couldn't get it to foul, but she got fouled. This is going to go against Allie Emmert. And Shaley's going to go to the free throw line. She tried to muscle that one up there with the left hand, and they were hanging onto her arm. But Shaley gets back to the free throw line.
Sixth foul on the Raiders, so the next one will put the streaks in the bonus.
5 points for Shaley, a basket, and 3 for 3 from the line thus far. 18-10 streak, 6:20 to play first half. Second one is up and good. So a good start for Shaley, 4 for 4 from the line with a basket as well. 19-10 streaks. East Peoria breaks the full court pressure, 2-on-1 break, and now streaks get back. And they didn't take advantage of the 2-on-1 break. Allie Emmert misses the three badly. Rebound to Kylie Townsville. Now Raina Gully has it. Right wing, it is Lexley. Now down on the right block, it goes to Shaley. Spins back with the left hand. Ooh, missed the shot. What a nice move. Drop step toward the basket, spun that the other way with the left hand baby hook. Couldn't get it to fall.
Well, yeah, and realistically, East Peoria has nobody that can go one-on-one with Shaley, so streaks have got to take advantage of it when they see it.
Another rebound for Kylie Townsville on the miss by Hilton from the top of the key. Now it's Kayla Townsville out high left side to Raina, top of the key. Penetrates between the defenders, tried to bounce for Kylie Townsville, and it's stolen away by Remy Ferguson.
Well, that one's on Kylie. She bailed out of her position. I think Raina had a good look there on the weak side block, but Kylie ended up retreating out of there right as the pass was coming, I assume just to give Raina room to drive.
Whoa. Nice nice give and go there, and a flat-footed shot up and in by Allie Emmert.
Flat-footed and ducking shot, as I think she was afraid that Shaley was going to come over and block the shot, so she tried to get out of there as soon as possible.
Evan Massey calls a 30-second timeout, 5:16 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 19-12. So this team hanging around so far. It's just that Streaks just haven't made enough shots at this point. They've gotten some good looks that they haven't gotten to fall yet, but those will come with time, and Streaks. I guess East Peoria has finally figured out the full court press a little bit as well.
Well, actually, there's been a couple missed assignments on the last two, and that's why they've been able to get up the floor. Press break just previous to us getting the ball back there, there was a situation where somebody was hiding over in front of the Streaks bench. Coach Massey was yelling, and nobody from the Streaks team identified it until they were able to get that ball to the outlet.
Kayla Townsend inbound, Kaylin Boydson in, Emily Meinert, right wing it's Lexi Daniels, and Kayla Boydson in there as well. Kaylin Boydson for three, out high right side, no good. Meinert with a rebound, bounces for Kayla Townsend. Kayla on the dribble, penetrates, stops, pulls up with a 14-footer, bounces off hard, and a rebound comes down to Ashley Emmert for East Peoria. Emmert on the dribble, down court it goes, right wing to Burke, now running the left side, Ferguson, nice pass, nice break that time, Ferguson laid it up and in. She's got five and making 19-14 streaks.
Yeah, that was a great press break right there by East Peoria. They ran the angles.
Now another turnover by the Streaks. It is Ashley Emmert that comes up with it. Now this is Hilton left of the center circle. She'll work against Lexi Daniels. Dribbles left to the wing. Crosses over, back to the wing, stops, picks up, gives to Ferguson. Now between the circles, it's Ashley Emmert out on the right side. It goes to Burke. Burke penetrates, back to Hilton between the circles. Left wing, Ashley Emmert, dribbles right, gets a pick from Ferguson, a little bit of a moving screen there to pick off Kaylin Boydson, and now timeout called by Cassandra Brown, and this is going to be a full timeout with 4:12 to play in the first half. Streaks leading 19-14. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts. And by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible, corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
Opportunities knocking. If your business is looking to hire, there's no better way to reach thousands of prospective candidates than radio. Learn all about it at galesburg.info, keyword jobs. You'll talk to people at work, home, and play. That's the power of radio.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief.
Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
24-12 to play in the first half. Streets lead 19-14 over the East Peoria Raiders. Season opener for both teams. Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament. The first game tonight, Alleman defeated Illini West 56-35. What, 447th win for Coach Jay Hatch at Alleman?
447.
Wow. A little more than half of what Coach Massey's got. It's impressive nonetheless. I mean, it's hard to compare because Coach has been doing it for a long time and had some great success. I was looking over 73% winning percentage for Coach Massey.
Wow.
This is Ferguson down on the right baseline. Wide open in the paint is Hilton and misses the bunny. And Kayla Townsville has a rebound for the Streaks. They got the shot they wanted and they couldn't put it down. Lexi Daniels out on the right side. Gives to Kaylin Boydson. Kaylin back to Lexi, right baseline. Now back to Kaylin Boydson out high on the right side. Boydson on the dribble, goes to the top of the key. Back to Lexi, right wing. Now Kaylin has it. High post to Kylie Townsend. Shot blocked by Ashley Emmert, and Emmert comes down with a rebound. 3:40 to play first quarter, first half, 19-14 Streaks. Out high on the left side, this is Hilton.
Ooh.
Ball smacked by Kayla Townsville. Hilton puts it on the floor, though, throws it off the glass. No good, hit nothing but glass, and Emily Meinert has the rebound. Gives to Kaylin Boydston. Kaylin down the right side of the lane, kicks out to Lexi on the right wing. The ball got tipped. Lexi able to come down with it. Now to Kaylin on the left wing, rather the right wing. And it's Kayla Townsville with it between the circles, directing some traffic against the 2-3 zone. Right baseline, Emily Meinert outside the three-point arc. Back to Kayla Townsville. Now it's Lexi, right baseline. The moving screen is going to be called on Emily Meinert as she was trying to hold Hilton off while Lexi was setting up for the three. And Emily Meinert picks up her first foul. And the Streaks turn it over with 3:07 to play in the first half, leading 19-14.
Well, you know, the Streaks offense is really stagnated here against the 2-3 zone. They've got to find somebody that's going to get some points. Shaley's back into the game, so that should help with them looking inside.
You'd never think that a team could pack in a 2-3 zone against the Streaks the way they can shoot the three, but they've really been jumping out on the guards. Right wing, Burks.
Oh, now Kaylin Boydson with a
steal. Down the left side, and ball gets knocked away. It's going to go back to the Streaks, and if there's not a foul, that's got to be East Peoria ball because I think the ball actually went off Kaylin after it got knocked away, but the Streaks are going to get it on the left baseline.
What I was going to say is against the 2-3 zone, if they're going to come out that far, the Streaks have to take better advantage of the middle of the floor. The middle is going to be wide open.
Nice drive by Raina Gully. Right side up off the glass and good. Made a fake to the left, fake to three. Came back, or fake to the right, back to the left. Raina puts it up and in. She's got four. And make it 21-14 Streaks. Under 2.5 minutes to play first half. Now a steal by Kaylin Boydson all by herself down the right side, up off the glass and in.
Great job by Kaylin. She was ball hawking that whole time and set her offensive player up to that steal because she was able to get her feeling comfortable, and the offensive player didn't chase the ball. She went and got it.
Just like that, back to a 9-point lead. And, boy, they're near travel now. A steal by Raina Gully, and a foul is going to be called on Burke. Nice job again by Kaylin Boydson as Ashley Emmer picked up the ball right at midcourt. And, in fact, she was in danger of going over and back. She kind of shuffled her feet, and she was almost right on the line. And Raina Gully got in there, got the steal, and then was fouled by Burke.
Coach Brown cannot be happy with that because basically what happened was Ashley Emmert just walked across the floor, and right when she got herself into no man's land on the other side of half court where you can't move backwards, she picked up her dribble, which allowed Kaylin to put on some intense pressure.
Seventh team foul, so bonus situation. Raina hits the first. She will get the bonus. She's got five. Back to a 10-point lead, 24-14, 2:06 to play here in the first half. Second shot is good. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Emily Meinert up on the point. They get it in. Hilton's got it, and she traveled again. Now a triple team. Who they say?
Kaylin is going to get the foul here because she came from behind, and she reached in. And, you know, she may have had all ball, but when you come up from behind the other player and you put your hand in there, it's going to get called most times.
Five team fouls down the Streaks. First on Kaylin. Under 2 minutes to play. Into the ball game, Haley Plummer. To Hilton, now it's Ashley Emmert in the center circle against Kaylin Boydson. Picks it up again, gives to Hilton right of the center circle. She'll dribble right.
Yep, here's carry the carry.
Again. Thank you. I'm glad they're calling at least some of them.
Right.
That one wasn't even as obvious as a couple of them earlier.
Right.
She was more on the side of the ball getting under it. But another turnover by East Peoria as Sage Milroy checks back in. She'll replace Lexi Daniels. 1:48 to play first half, 25-14 Streaks.
Streaks have matched their biggest lead of the game, which was 11. They had that last at 16-5.
In the middle, it goes to Shaley Fakes with a left hand. Goes up off the glass and good. What a nice move right over the top of Ashley Emmer. She's got eight, make it 27, 14 streaks. And like you said, you get that penetration or use the middle of that 2-3 zone as they're spreading it out.
Yeah, and that's what you have to do. And we saw it earlier, a nice play by, I think it was Kylie Townsville, got it at the free throw line and dished inside to Shaley.
Nice defense by the streaks. Kaylin Boyson, a nice job fronting the taller Emmert. And Emily Miner comes up with a steal. Now it's Kaylin Boyson to Shaley in the paint. Turns, five-footers up, rolls off, no good. Miner with a rebound, gets undercut, and can't hit the shot, but she gets fouled second time. No call on the undercut. But reaching in from behind was, this is Allie Emmert this time. So Emily Miner's going to go to the free throw line with two shots.
Yeah, great job by Miner being active on the boards there and getting that rebound. I know Shaley's kind of kicking herself because that's one she's going to make probably 9 times out of 10.
Nice form on the free throw for Emily Miner. Puts it through. She's got three. 28-14 streaks. 105 to play first half.
What? We've got some kind of violation. I'm not sure.
I think it was Sage moving off the lane. I think. I'm not sure, though. I thought I heard the number 24, and she was walking back that way, so she must have moved after they had
given Emily the ball.
So back the other way. This is Hilton out high right side. 17-footer is no good. And we're going to have a foul on the rebound as Ferguson got in there, got the rebound. Reyna was flying in from the right side. And,
did they get Reyna or Miner? Reyna.
Yeah. First on Reyna. Now 16 fouls on the streak. 56 seconds to play first half. Back in. Ellen Junk in for the first time. Kayla Townsville, Kylie Townsville back in. Ellen Junk, 5'7", junior for the Silver Streaks. Inbound knocked away by Reyna. Looks like she either took the ball or an elbow or something, shoulder off of her head, but she'll shake it off, and it's going to go to the Streaks as the ball, I guess, went off of Miner. And Streaks will bring it the other way with 52 seconds to play in the half.
13th turnover of the game so far for the Raiders.
Sage Milroy to Randa Gully on the right wing. Backdoor pass to Kayla Townsend. Gets bumped. No call. She'll put it up off the glass. No. Weak side rebound. Ellen Junk kicks out to Sage Milroy. Now it's Randa Gully. Left wing back to Milroy. Now it's Reyna with it. Gets a pick from Ellen. Spins into the paint. Up with a left hand. Gets hammered. Almost muscled it up and in. But Reyna Gully's going to go to the free throw line with two shots. 30 seconds to play.
Yeah, how many times have we seen in the last couple of years Reyna be able to power that one in even with that kind of contact?
So that's three. Let's see. Who'd they call it on? Is that Emmert? As Reyna hits the first. She's got 7 points on the night. Make it 29-14. I thought it was Ashley Emmert, but that would give her three. They've only got two on the board, so I'm not sure who that foul went against. But Reyna at the free throw line. Second one. Bounces high. No good. Rebound knocked away from Ellen Junk. She had somebody go over her back, but it's going to go back to the streaks anyway. And Kaylin Boyson is going to replace Reyna Gully for the last 27.6 of the first half. Kayla Townsville inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Sage Milroy. Three-pointer right baseline is no good. Rebound on the weak side, Kaylin Boyston.
And a nice tackle attempt there by Morgan Goody.
Goody. Take your pick. She got the foul either way. And that's going to put Kaylin Boyston at the free throw line for it's going to be two shots because that's their 10th team foul. 23.3 to play, and Kaylin's first free throw is up and good.
Kaylin now has 3 points in the game. The free throw as well as a steal and a breakaway two.
And nailed the second free throw as well. Make it 31-14, Galesburg. 18 seconds, full court pressure. Hilton with it in the backcourt still. Gets knocked away by Kaylin Boyce. The ball goes to the floor.
No.
Whoa, they're calling a kick. Who are they calling a kick on?
They're calling a kick on Kaylin. And this is what I don't like about this rule is it's not enforced the right way by most officials. It's supposed to be an intentional act of trying to kick the basketball. What happened there was Kaylin was running after the ball, and the ball went off her foot.
So East Peoria has it. They'll bring it from midcourt. This is Hilton. 6 seconds to play on the dribble. Now 4 seconds to play. Bottled up is Burks and just threw it, and a steal by Sage Miller, and she's going to throw a three-quarter court shot. Doesn't get there, but the Galesburg Silver Streaks with a little bit better at least second half of the second quarter, and we have gone to halftime with the Streaks leading 31-14. We'll come back with our halftime show, run down our halftime stats, and much, much more. Streaks lead at 31-14 in the season opener. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg High School girls basketball is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs, Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets. Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the cost, with a color pattern to match your decor. These countertops can be built for new areas as well as laid over existing countertops. They offer superior quality and exceptional value. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Glad to have you with us here tonight from John Field Gym. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, Silver Streak Basketball, the season opener for the Galesburg High girls as they are taking on the Raiders from East Peoria High School. Streaks holding on to a 31-14 lead. Well, kind of a slow start to the game. Streaks did get out to, what, an 11-point lead in that first quarter. They let East Peoria creep back into it a little bit. And really a slow start to the second quarter. But the last probably, what, 3-4 minutes of that second quarter, the Streaks really started to turn it on a little bit.
Well, actually, Streaks let it get down to a 19-14 game. And then they finished the half on a 12-0 run. So kind of put the pedal to the metal there at the end of the half and were able to put some distance between them and the Raiders. And, you know, it never really felt like the Raiders were doing anything to get back into the game. It just felt like the Streaks weren't taking advantage of some opportunities.
Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead it here 31-14. The early game had Alleman defeating Illini West 56-35 tonight. Last night, Rock Island, a win over Annawan, 82-41. People were expecting that to be a much closer game than it was, but when you look at the athleticism of Rock Island and you add the young freshman girl that's 6 foot and playing point guard and can post up as well, the Van Hifties were not a match for the Rocks last night. Okay, so here's the way the Thanksgiving tournament stacks up here at Galesburg High School. Also taking place as we speak, Knoxville is taking on United Township over at the Fieldhouse. Also at Dunlap tonight, the Eagles are taking on Peoria Christian. At Metamora, the Redbirds are taking on the Springfield Senators. Coming up Thursday night, it'll be the Streaks and Metamora. That'll be a 7 o'clock game. Eric will be on assignment, so Jim Lee will be here with me for that one. We'll have Alleman taking on Peoria Christian in the first game of the night on Thursday. UT plays Illini West at the Fieldhouse at 6:30. Dunlap and Knoxville will play down at Dunlap at 7 o'clock. Coming up Friday, just two games in the tournament. It'll, in the early game, 6 o'clock, Metamora takes on Alleman, and then the Streaks will take on Illini West at 7:30 on Friday night. Saturday, the Streaks take on the Springfield Senators. That'll be a 6 o'clock game. The other games earlier in the day, East Peoria versus Peoria Christian, 10:30 in the morning. Springfield and UT will play at noon. Knoxville plays East Peoria at 3. UT and Dunlap will play at 4:30, and then the tournament will continue next Friday night. We'll sandwich the conference opener in between coming up next Tuesday night. And, of course, the boys' season will tip off. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have that for you coming up next Tuesday night. Again, our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. We're at halftime. It's Galesburg 31 and East Peoria 14. We'll come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streak's girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, and by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Bard Optical on Henderson Street.
One call does it all. And that call is to us, Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Hi, I'm Neil Thomas. You already call us when your drains clog, your air conditioning quits, or your furnace goes out. But how about a bathroom remodel? With just one call to us, we take care of the entire project so you don't have to work with four or five contractors. Leave the worries of coordinating all the different trades required to complete your project to us. It's that simple. So give us a call today for a free estimate at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
The official WGIO forecast, a flash flood watch is in effect for Fulton County until late tonight. Breezy with showers likely tonight with a slight chance of thunderstorms, a low of 54. Cloudy tomorrow with isolated showers, a high of 58. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies with cooler temperatures, a low of 35. Sunshine and cooler temperatures on Thursday with a high of 47. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 59 at WGIL.
Pick this week's winning teams and you could win a $50 Cherry Street gift certificate with the Pro Football Pick'em on WGIL.com.
Halftime at John Field Gym, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the East Peoria Raiders by a score of 31-14. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. All right, scoring-wise, first off for the Streaks, it's a pretty good balance. Shaylee Florine leading the way with 8 points, a couple of baskets, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 7 points for Raina Gully, a couple of baskets, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 6 points for Lexi Daniels on two three-pointers in the first quarter. 4 points for Kaylin Boyce on a basket, 2 for 2 from the line. Let's see, 3 points for Kylie Townsell on 3 for 4 from the line, and 3 points for Emily Minard on a basket and a free throw. Streaks 13 of 15 from the line, just the 2 3-pointers in the game. For East Peoria, I guess balance, just not a whole lot of scoring for them. They scored 7 in each quarter. 5 points for Remy Ferguson to lead the way. A couple of baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 4 points for Allie Embert on 2 baskets. A 3-pointer for Eden Torno. And a basket for Rachel Hilton. And their 1 3-pointer and just 1 for 2 from the free throw line.
Team stat-wise, it's the Streaks with only 5 turnovers in that first half. So I'm sure Coach Massey will be happy to hear that
one.
It
seemed like more for some reason. I don't know why. I guess they all came close together maybe.
Yeah, I think it was just a situation where there were a couple times coming up and down the floor that they didn't get good looks and that kind of thing. 14 turnovers for East Peoria. Streaks out-rebounding the Raiders 19-13, including a 10-4 edge on the O boards. East Peoria, 6 of 19 from the field, including 1 of 6 from distance. Streaks were 8 of 28, including 2 of 14 from distance. Some individual stats that Tom did not give you. Kaylin Boydson has 3 rebounds, but she also has 2 assists and 2 steals. 4 rebounds for Kylie Townsell, who's been active on the boards. Shaylee Florine, only 2 rebounds and a steal. Emily Minard, in her time, 3 rebounds and 2 steals. On the other side of things, you look at not a whole lot of rebounding total, but 3 rebounds for Ashley Emmert for the Raiders, and the second leading rebound, well, Eden Torno also had 3 rebounds. So we talked about it, Tom. Streaks ended the half on a 12-0 run, and, you know, if they come out of the gates with that intensity, it's going to be a long evening for Coach Brown and her Raiders.
31-14, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead. Our halftime stats again brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. All right, let's see. I'm looking at my log here. I kind of lost track of where we are. all right, just about ready to get the second half started here. And, again, the season opener for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And, boy, you think it's a summertime game the way it feels here in John Field Gym tonight. It is warm. Even down below it's warm, but up you get here up top where we're at, it's even warmer. And not a huge crowd, a pretty decent crowd. And actually, it was nice to see some more students showed up for this one. East Peoria apparently doesn't travel all that well. I mean, they only won, 8 games, I think, last year. And plus, as Eric said, with the weather the way it is tonight, with the rain, some people didn't want to leave the house. So hopefully you're with us here tonight, and glad to have you along. So 31-14 Streaks lead as we're getting ready to get the second half started. And you know, it's really interesting with the team this year for the Streaks, Eric. There's so many different dynamics to this team, different ways they can go with the size when you have Shaylee and Emily Minard in there at the same time. You had a little bit of that last year with Sabrina Clay, but Sabrina a couple of inches shorter than Emily, but played tall because she jumped well.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, you got that dynamic. Then you go with a really, really quick team with 2 Townsells and Raina and Kaylin Boydston. I mean, just incredibly quick, especially defensively.
Well, and you've got the shooters, too, because you can bring Sage Milroy in off the bench, and you have Lexi there in the starting lineup. That gives you a little bit of a long-distance threat, and we'll see if anybody else continues to develop in that end, too. And, you know, I think for the big thing for the Streaks here, it's just going to be you got to come out, you got to smell blood in the water, and you've got to finish this thing in the third quarter.
East Peoria will have the basketball to start the second half. 31-14, Streaks lead. And a backdoor pass is stolen away by Kylie Townsell. On the inbound, now this is Raina Gully with it. Right wing, Lexi Daniels, wide open for three. Good! Her third of the ball game. She's got nine. And 34-14, Streaks. Full court pressure again. East Peoria breaks it. Ferguson to Ashley Emmert. Nice bounce to Allie Emmert and hits the cripple off the glass. Got it. And make it 34-16.
I would venture to guess that about 50, if not 60 to 70% of their points have been on that weak side shot.
Lexi, three-pointer left, right baseline. That one went in and out, and the rebound comes down to Ferguson for East Peoria. She's trapped up near midcourt, gets it off to Hilton. Hilton into the paint, kicks down to the left baseline to Allie Emmert. She'll fire the 17-footer. Did Shaley get a piece of that, or was that missed that?
I think she just missed it.
Because it wasn't even going toward the rim. It was short plus way off to the right.
No, I think it was just a bad shot. I think Shaley's really bothering Emmert whenever she can get her hands in her face.
Kylie Townsell on the feed from Raina Gully at the high post. Turns around, 13-footer is up and good.
I will tell you that probably the biggest issue for me is going to be able to keep the Townsell girls' points straight this year.
At least the numbers are different enough. It's not like one's wearing 10, one's wearing 11, so that helps. Kylie wearing number 4 and Kayla wearing number 10. This is Emmert. Ashley Emmert misses the shot on the right baseline. Raina Gully to Lexi Daniels, right wing. She stops, gives to Shaley down on the right block. Shaley turns, kicks out to Raina out high right side. She'll penetrate, bounces for Shaley, going to the basket, laid it up, and got a hip put into her. Yeah, the official down under the basket wasn't going to call it. The official outside saw the same thing we saw. It was, who was it? Was it Emmert they called putting the hip into her?
Well, you know, the big thing to me is right there, Shaley's got to already be moving towards the basket. She was waiting, and she's got to fill that slot because what Raina wants to do is Raina wants to dish that to her. But where Shaley was standing, it almost gave the defensive player the out of not having to collapse on Raina. Luckily, she moved just enough to open up the passing lane.
So they called the foul on the shot. It did go against Ashley Emmert. That's her third. Shaley hits the first and the second. She's got 10. Make it 38-16 Streaks. Full court pressure. Hilton gets to Ferguson. Three-on-one break now against Shaley, and they pulled up with a 14-footer. No good. I'm not sure why you take that shot on a three-on-one break, but Kayla Townsend down with a rebound.
Because the rest of the team wasn't running on the floor. That's why.
Yeah.
You know, you had a three-on-one break. The person who passed it to the shooter stopped running.
Raina for three left wing. That's too strong, and Allie Emmert down with a rebound. This is Ashley Emmert with it now, out between the circles, now in the center circle. Picks up, gets to Hilton out on the right side. Traveled, no call. I mean, he slid right in front of the official, and he didn't call it. Now she's on the dribble, and a carry, no call. Now gives to Ferguson. Now it's Hilton once again. Now it's Allie Emmert out high on the left side. Dribbles right, gets a pick. Now goes to the right wing. It goes to Hilton down to the block, knocked away from behind by Kylie Townsell. Kayla Townsell comes up with it. Down court it goes to Raina, right wing. Bounces for Shaley, turns into the paint and puts it up with the left hand. Good, nice move. She just split the defenders there on the nice feed from Raina, and that is 12 for Shaley. Make it 40-16 Streaks. Now Ferguson comes down, pulls up with a 10-footer on the right wing. Shaley down with a rebound, outlet to Raina Gully. Raina on the run, right side, right between the defenders again. Lay it up and in. We've seen that so many times. Defenders just don't know how to react, and she just goes right between them. She's got 9 and 42-16. Timeout called by Cassandra Brown for East Peoria. Full timeout. We will take one as well. 5:05 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 42-16. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, and by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Bard Optical on Henderson Street.
Everywhere you look in your house, there's a project waiting to be done. When you have a day off, tearing up the house is the last thing you want to do. So call Courtright Construction and let them handle everything, from that doorknob that needs to be fixed to the entire kitchen remodel. When it comes to residential and commercial projects, they've got you covered start to finish. They can even build you that new house. Heating, cooling, electrical, plumbing. When you call Courtright Construction of Oneida, you're getting the whole package. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
5:05 to play third quarter, and as my partner Eric Gibson said, coming into the second half, you got to smell blood in the water and try to put them away, and the Streaks are doing just that.
Yeah, they've come out and really just kind of put their foot on the pedal here. Now a turnover, an unforced turnover by Hilton. She just traveled off the inbounds play. I don't even think there was any pressure being put on.
I mean, Raina was in the neighborhood, or excuse me, Kylie Townsend was in the neighborhood. So now in Kylie and Kayla Townsend, Kaylin Boydson, Emily Meinert, and Lexi Daniels. This is Kylie Townsend, left wing, Kaylin Boydson down on the left block, Emily Meinert. Nice spin move in the paint, up off the glass, too strong. Rebound tipped. Torno tipped it out of bounds, and they're going to give it to East Peoria. Emily Meinert had backed off.
Yeah.
Because she didn't want to get an over-the-back call, and they said the ball went off her last.
I don't think that guy was paying attention.
Long down court pass to Ashley Embert. Nice hustle by Emily Meinert to get back and help out Kylie Townsville. Now a reach, I think, is going to be called on Lexi. Is that right?
No, it should be called on Allie Embert.
Oh, okay. It's going to go against East Peoria. Okay, so Allie Embert gets the call.
Because Lexi had accomplished a steal, and then she got her arm hit.
Okay, so that's who I've missed having some fouls, because that's her fourth.
Whoa.
And I didn't even have her for any. All right. 4:36 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 42-16. Kaylin Boydson with it. Dribbles left. Picks up. Gives to Emily Meinert on high right side. Right wing to Kayla Townsend. She'll drive baseline. Leans in and gets fouled. No call. It's going to go back to the Streaks. It got knocked away. I really love the aggressiveness of both Kylie and Kayla. They'll take it from the perimeter, and it's hard to stop them, but they'll go right at the post players no matter how big they are.
Well, and it looks like if the Streaks keep shooting free throws like they did in the first half, that might be a major advantage to the Streaks all year long.
Three from Lexi, in and out, no good. Torno down with a rebound. This is Ashley Embert now with it. High post to Hilton, 15-footer right at the free throw line is good. Hilton's second basket of the ball game. She's got four, make it 42-18 Streaks, 4:03 to play third quarter. Kayla Townsend out high left side, top of the key, Emily Meinert, right wing, Kaylin Boyson. Backdoor pass, Kayla Townsend knocked away from behind. And the pass was just a little bit late, split second late there. Hilton, I believe, is the one that got a hand on it. So Kayla Townsend will inbound from the right baseline. 3:55 for the third quarter, 42-18 Streaks. Evan Massey looking for win number 827 in his career. 18-footer from Lexi Daniels' right wing is up and good. She went up, and that would look like a real jump shot there on that one.
I don't think she realized that she was inside the arc.
Shot no good. Nice job by Kayla Townsend on the defense to bother Hilton. Now we're going to have an over-the-back foul. I think it's going to go against Torno as she went over the back.
She got away with it once.
Okay, I think she went over the back of Kaylin Boydston.
Right, she got away with it the first time. They didn't call it, and then when she went back, she missed the shot, and then she did it again, and they got her on the second one.
Now the ball gets loose, and unfortunately is it going to go against Emily Meinert or Kayla Townsend?
So. Yeah, yep.
Emily Meinert. It was a pass that was off the mark, and Emily was trying to bail him out, and she got a piece of Torno, I think it was. So she picks up her second foul, and that is just the first team foul on the Streaks in the second half. Back in for Galesburg, Shaylee Voreen and Raina Gully in there with Lexi Daniels, Emily Meinert, and Kaylin Boydston. This is Hilton. Nice pass to Burks on the left baseline. Picks it up, throws it out, tipped away by Raina Gully, but Hilton comes up with it. 8-footer in the lane is up and good for Rachel Hilton. Two quick baskets for Hilton makes it 44-20. Streaks with the lead, 3:10 to play, third quarter. Lexi tried to get it inside to Emily Meinert, and you got to fake high and go low on that.
Right.
As Embert was waiting for that pass, jumped up and knocked it out of bounds, so the Streaks would get another crack at it. Kaylin Boyson will inbound from the near sideline, and it comes to Raina Gully right of the center circle. She looks over the defense. Gets to Shaylee Florine, top of the key. Shaylee looks over the defense. Now swings it to Raina out on the right side. She'll bring it back out between the circles. Raina on the dribble. They've got those guards spread out. I can see her penetrating pretty quick. Now gives to Kaylin left wing. Now to Shaylee on the block. Nice bounce for Emily. Up off the glass.
Got it!
She's fouled. Nice ball movement by the Streaks. Raina to Kaylin to Shaylee. And a nice dump to Emily Meinert. She got it up and in. And drew the contact. Torno picks up the foul. That is her third. And Emily Meinert with a chance at the traditional three-point play. She's got five in the ball game. 5'11", sophomore. Shot is up, no good. Rebound comes down to Torno for East Peoria. Hilton down court to Burks. Burks penetrates against Shaley, and Shaley gets a piece of that shot and comes down with a rebound. Outlet to Reyna. Now it's Lexi, right wing. Back to Reyna, out high right side. Has a hesitation, now lost the handle on it. She tried to penetrate, and a tie-up. Nice hustle by Reyna and Emily Miners. They tied up Emmert, and the possession goes back to the Streaks as Emma Junk and Sage Milroy check back in. They'll replace Emily Miner and Lexi Daniels. 2:28 to play, third quarter. Streaks lead 46-20. Kaylin Boydston to inbound from the right baseline. In it comes, tried to get on the left block to Ellen Junk, knocked away from behind by Plummer. Now we've got a travel against East Peoria, and I believe that was Ashley Emmert.
Kaylin had Ellen open on that last inbounds pass time. The problem was she threw it to the wrong side of the body. You want to throw it to the side where the defense is not, and unfortunately Kaylin threw that one where the defense was on the high side. She went, goes low side. Ellen at least has a shot at a layup.
Right wing, Reyna Gully, backdoor pass, Kaylin Boydston, left side up off the glass and good. Perfectly executed play there. And Kaylin Boydston with six and make it 48-20 Streaks, just over 2 minutes to play third quarter. This is Kayla Burks with it on the dribble down high on the right side, working against Ellen Junk. Pulls it back out toward the center circle, now between the circles, dribbles left. Left side penetrates, got away with a little extra hop step there and laid it up and in. So Burks with her first basket of the ball game, 48-22. Sage Milroy, right wing, top of the key to Reyna. Her pass inside to Shaley was stolen away by Ashley Emmert. Now this is Burks with it. Drives right baseline and reverses up off the glass. No good. It was a nice move, but didn't go far enough under on the shot. Ellen Junk with a rebound. Now Sage Milroy with it to Reyna. Back to Sage. Right baseline. Three-pointer. Good! Sage Milroy with her first basket of the ball game. Make it 51-22 Streaks. 1:17 to play in the third quarter.
Five assists now for Reyna after that. Toss over to Sage.
15-footer bounces off, no good by Plummer, and Shaley with another rebound gives to Reyna.
That's her fifth rebound of the game.
Reyna directs some traffic, gives to Sage. Now it's Ellen, now back to Reyna out high on the right side. Sage Milroy, right baseline, wide open three, is in and out, no good. Weak side rebound, Kaylin Boydston gives to Shaley, left block with a left hand up and good.
A lot of contact on that rebound,
yeah.
Too.
14 for Shaley, make it 53-22 Streaks as we've got a quick timeout for Burks to tie her shoe. And they're going to say, no, the sub can't come in. It wasn't an actual dead ball. So Streaks are going to call off the dogs, and Reyna with some token three-quarter court pressure against Hilton. She'll get it across right side. And an errant pass on the right wing. She was trying to go to Plummer and just overthrew her, and the Streaks will get it back as Morgan Good checks back in for East Peoria. Kylie Townsend, Kayla Townsend back in for the Streaks as Reyna Gully and Shaley Florine will go to the bench. So now the shorter, quicker team. So Kylie Townsend, Kayla Townsend, Kaylin Boydston, Ellen Junk, and Sage Milroy for Galesburg. 30 seconds to play third quarter. Left baseline, Kylie Townsend out high left side. It's Kaylin Boydston. Ball knocked away. Now Kaylin, nice hustle to get it back and tips it to Kayla Townsend. Kylie Townsend left wing now. Back out to Kaylin Boydston, left of the center circle. Kaylin on the dribble, stops top of the key, kicks back to Kayla Townsend to Sage. Now it's Kayla. Back to Sage, left wing. Back to Kayla, top of the key. Dribbles right, 4 seconds to play, and the pass is stolen away by East Peoria. It's a shot from the top of the key. Hilton, it's an air ball. Time runs out. We have played three quarters of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 53, the East Peoria Raiders 22. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
Need extra money for the holidays? Blick Art Material is looking for customer care representatives to take inbound calls with flexible shifts up to 40 hours per week, including nights and weekends. Good communication skills and knowledge of art supplies are a plus. Get details at galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Galesburg Nissan's 5th annual Fill a Frontier food drive is going on now. 10 cans get you an additional $500 off your best deal on any vehicle purchase. You can save $1,000 and get 0% for 72 months on brand new Sentras. Or how about saving $2,000 $1,000 plus 0% for 72 months on the best-selling Altima. The biggest deals of the year with our Phillip Frontier Food Drive to benefit Fish Food Pantry and the Galesburg Rescue Mission. Huge savings going on now at Galesburg Nissan, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
53-22, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Raiders from East Peoria heading into the fourth quarter of the season opener. Galesburg outscores East Peoria 22-8 in that third quarter. Some new players in for the Streaks. We'll get to those as East Peoria has the ball to start the fourth quarter. And Ashley Everett inside, and she's fouled.
By one of those new players.
Yep, Megan Lingenfelter in, 5'6", sophomore for the Streaks. Also in for the Streaks, Andrea Sampson, a 5'6", freshman, up with the varsity. So going to the free throw line will be Ashley Emmert for East Peoria. Emmert misses that shot, yet to score in the game. She's handled the ball a lot, but doesn't have any points to show for it as Hannah Huppenbauer checks in for the Streaks. Hannah, a 6'1 sophomore for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Saw a little bit of playing time on the varsity level last year. Second shot is up, and that one is good. So Emmert has her first point of the ball game, 53-23 Streaks. 7:03 to play here in the ball game. Right wing, this is Andrea Sampson. Tried to get to Lingenfelter, overthrew a little bit, and it comes down to Plummer. Run it down the right side, can't hit the shot, but they're going to call Megan Lingenfelter for a foul. She's kind of wondering because I don't think there was any contact either, but Megan gets called for the foul.
That's quickly, two fouls.
Yeah. Oh, two, wait.
Yeah, she just had the one.
Oh, that's right,
before.
The one, okay, prior to, okay, there you go. All right, Plummer with the left-handed free throw. It's up and good. Her first point of the ball game, 53-24.
We got the running
clock
going.
Oh, running clock. Okay, yeah, I was going to say. It's like, yeah, I'm fine with that. Second shot is up and no good. Rebound comes down to Lingenfelter. Knocked away and stolen by Plummer. Now it's Ferguson with it for East Peoria on the left side. Gets out high to Turno. Swing it over to Ashley Embert on the right side. And she'll bring it back out between the circles. 6 minutes to play in the ball game. This is Hilton with it out on the right side, and the paint goes to Turno against Hannah Huppenbauer. Hannah got a piece of that one. Turno gets a rebound. Hannah blocked that one. Ooh, and they're going to call a foul. I don't know. She brought the hand down a little bit, but she didn't really hack at it so much. But Hannah Huppenbauer gets called for the foul. First on her going to the free throw line will be Eden Turno.
7 rebounds for Turno. Only 3 points on the game out of 3 she hit earlier. She looks like she could be if she continues to progress, she could be a decent player, but I think she's a senior,
so yeah.
Yeah, so she's going to have to progress quickly.
Yeah, I was going to say really quickly. I don't think she'll get a chance to progress much at the next level. Stands way back before she starts her free throw motion and then steps up right before she shoots. When she's bouncing the ball, she's back a couple of steps behind. Shot's no good. Over the back, not called. Back to Turno. 17-footer, no good. Emmert down with a rebound. Kicks it out to Hilton on the left wing, and she double dribbled, and they didn't call it. Right side it goes to Ferguson. Now Hilton down on the block. Oh, my goodness. It's probably a good thing we have the running clock because now the whistles are starting to come. Ellen Junk got called for a hold from behind. That'll be the first on Ellen. Inbound it will be Hilton from the right baseline. And it comes to Ashley Emmert. Left baseline, 10-footer is no good. Rebound comes down to Ellen Junk. She'll give to Megan Lingenfelter. She'll bring it across right of the free throw line. Picks up, gives to Sage Milroy between the circles. Left wing, it goes to Andrea Sampson. Back to Sage. Now her pass cross-court is stolen away. This is Hilton, runs it down the right side. Stopped, puts it up off the glass, and good. Hilton with 8 points in the ballgame, 53-27 Streaks with 4:18 to play.
Streaks yet to score here in the fourth.
Megan Lingenfelter tried to get to Ellen Junk at the high post and got it into some traffic, and it's stolen away. Burks with it now. Down quarter goes to Ashley Emmert. Left baseline. Left wing to Turno. She'll fire the three. In and out, no good. Rebound. Sage Milroy had a hold of it, and it got knocked away, and she's fouled by Remy Ferguson. 15 foul on East Peoria. Second on Ferguson, and the Streaks will bring the length of the court with 3:49 to play. Megan Lingenfelter on the dribble. Picks up. Gives to Sage Milroy, top of the key. She'll stop and fire the three. Good! Second of the ball game for Sage Milroy. Hey, when in doubt, shoot. You're left wide open. Take the shot, and she did. 56-27, 3.5 to play in the ball game. Right wing Torno. Down on the right block, it's Ferguson. Nice job defensively by Sage Milroy. Blocked the shot and came down with a rebound. They're going to say she stepped on the inline, though. Nice job by Sage, but it's going to go back to East Peoria with 3:15 to play. It'll be Hilton to inbound, looking for help, and finally gets it into Torno out high left side. Left wing goes to Hilton. 3:06 to play. Hilton penetrates and just let the ball fly. Unfortunately for her, Emmert able to run it down. She'll kick out to Ferguson on the right wing. Sure shot in and out, no good. Ellen Juck with a rebound. Outlet to Megan Lingefelter. Megan on the dribble. Right side to Andrea Sampson. Right wing drives the runner on the right baseline. It's good. First varsity points for Andrea Sampson.
Yes, good job by Andrea there. Nice aggressive move. She got the ball on the baseline. Saw the player, the defensive player coming at her and went right by her and put up the nice little floater.
58-27. Now a reach is going to be called from behind on Sage Milroy. That's now the 16th foul on the streaks. First on Sage. 2:27 to play in the ball game. Allie Emmert back in for East Peoria. And it comes to Ferguson, right block. She gets it up off the glass and in. Seven for Remy Ferguson. 2:15 to play. 58-29 streaks. Megan Lingefelter's top of the key. Sage Milroy tried to get into the high post to Ellen Junk, but Hilton stepped in front of it. Nice pass to Emmert on the right side. Up and rolled it in. Ashley Emmert.
First field goal.
Her third point of the ball game with less than 2 minutes to play. 58-31 streaks. Right wing. That's a pass from Lingefelter stolen away by Hilton. Hilton down the left side. The runner is up. Can't hit that one. Rebound tipped from behind, and Emmert runs it down on the right baseline for East Peoria. Now Ferguson, Torno out high left side, left baseline, it goes to Allie Emmert. Now this is Torno on the left wing. Near steal by Sage Milroy, now this is Ashley Emmert. 14-footer from the right side is up and good. She got her second basket of the ball game. And make it 58-33, 1:24 to play. Sage Milroy, top of the key, left wing, Andrea Sampson. She'll penetrate, stop, 15-footer is up, and good!
Wow.
Nice move by Andrea Sampson. Faked the three, took the dribble, came in a couple of sets, put it up and in, 60-33 streaks.
Yeah, a couple nice moves there by Sampson.
1:06 to play. Ashley Emmert and a near steal and a jump ball is going to be called. Nice job by Sage Milroy as they threw it over the top to Ferguson. Sage got in there, got a hand on it. Possession arrow points toward East Peoria as they're going to bring in some wholesale substitutions now. Caleb Benway, a senior in. Morgan Good back in for East Peoria. And it comes to Ferguson. 12-footer right wing is up and good for Ferguson. 39 seconds to play. 60-35 streaks. Lingefelter with it. Swing it over to Milroy on the left wing. Sage with it. Dribbles. Kicks back to Megan. Right wing. Andrea Sampson drives baseline. Leans in. Looks for some help as she gets bottled up. A nice job getting it away from the double team. Now this is Milroy left wing, three-pointer is short, and nice hustle by Ellen Junk, saves it inbounds. Lingefelter tries to get to Hannah Huppenbauer down the left block. It's knocked away by Good, and the Streaks will have it with 10 seconds to play. We'll see if they can get a quick playoff here before the time runs out with a running clock. 4 seconds to play, and it comes to Andrea Sampson. Fakes, puts up a 15-footer, short at the buzzer, but the Galesburg Silver Streaks open the season with a win. The final score, Galesburg 60, East Peoria 35. Streaks start the season in good fashion with a nice win over the East Peoria Raiders. We'll come back with our post-game show. We'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our final stats, name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game, and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it, by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill, by Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project, by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Have you ever compared football to your auto insurance? One fumble can cost you the game. And with auto insurance, not having the right amount of coverage is a weak offensive line. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance in Galesburg. We'll make sure sure you have deductibles you're comfortable with, so no matter what play is made, you'll avoid the tackle. And our money-saving auto home discount is an automatic first down. Stop by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street and find out why Craddy and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the game-winning touchdown.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts. And by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible, corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
WGIL, proudly connected to Galesburg.
This is Michelle Bazzari with WGIL, reminding you that you could win half a hog. Galesburg FFA is selling shirts and hog raffle tickets to raise money to buy warm winter wear for students throughout District 205. Get a raffle ticket when you donate a new winter item. For full details, check the calendar at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
It's chocolatey. It's white. It's a wintry delight. It's an indulgent sip of holiday happiness that warms people up but still chills them out. It's like floating across an espresso ocean on an iceberg made of whipped cream and waking up face down on a white chocolate beach. It's winter in a cup. It's the holidays served up hot. And you'll like it a latte, which is more than a lot. The McCafe White Chocolate Mocha from McDonald's. It's all these things brewed up all season long. Grab one today and make your holiday a little bit cheerier. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs, Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930.
The official WGIO forecast, a flash flood watch is in effect for Fulton County until late tonight. Breezy with showers likely tonight with a slight chance of thunderstorms, a low of 54. Cloudy tomorrow with isolated showers, a high of 58. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies with cooler temperatures, a low of 35. Sunshine and cooler temperatures on Thursday with a high of 47. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 59 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at John Field Gymnasium, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks have defeated the East Peoria Raiders by a final of 60-35. Teams actually played even in that fourth quarter with 13 points apiece. Of course, Coach Massey substituted liberally. So the subs playing against the East Peoria starters for a good chunk of that.
I think it was 13-7 in the fourth, because we had 53 at the end of three.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep, you know, you're right. I don't know what I was thinking. Okay, so we didn't play even. We got outscored 13-7. The Streaks with a good win, a good way to start the season. A little bit of a slow start. You expect that at times in the first game of the season. And a little bit of a new look. I mean, three or four key players from last year's team, three starters, and Kalen Boydston back with them, and some other players that had not started games at the varsity level before. Kayla and Kylie Townsell, and just so many different people played key roles in the win tonight. And before we get a chance to chat with Coach Massey, let's go ahead and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as Coach Massey's getting ready to join us here. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do that. We're going to do the Crunch Time Player of the Game coming up. Let's go ahead and talk with Coach Massey. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together better. All right, Coach. Nice win tonight. A little bit of a slow start. You see that sometimes in the opener of the season. You had a run early on. They got back into it and cut it to, I think, 19-14. You'd had, I think, an 11-point lead. They cut it to 19-14. And then you made a nice run, especially mid to late second quarter, made a nice run. And the girls really came out in that second half and just absolutely put it away.
Yeah, I thought... In the first half, I thought we were not very good offensively. As far as we turned it over too much, and we didn't move the ball and create, you know, problem for them. As a result, we had open shots and we weren't getting the ball to people. And in the second half, I thought we came out and we had a much better understanding of we really don't need to make it that complicated going against a 2-3 zone, and we did a better job. I thought, defensively the second quarter, I thought Kaylin Boydston came in and was a real spark plug, and she got some steals and layup, but she also put good pressure on and created some turnovers too.
You know, you were talking about playing against that 2-3 zone, and it seemed like once you started, it was either getting some penetration from the point or kicking into that high post, and then things really started to move, from whether it was from the wings or whatever, especially in that second half, and you were finding Shaley, you were finding Lexi on the perimeter, and things really started to kind of gel more against that 2-3 in the second half.
Yeah, I thought the back of the 2-3 zone, they were committed to trying to stay in the lane and guard Shaley, and so as a result, really, I thought we could get stuff on the perimeter all the time, but what was happening was we were just kind of not reading the defense, and so sometimes we just needed to take it to a side, fake a reverse, get it back there. Sometimes we needed to reverse it. So we weren't very smooth offensively.
On the defensive side, you ran a lot of full-court pressure. You got some really quick players out there, some really good defenders. You mentioned Kaylin, Reyna, both Kayla and Kylie Townsville. And I thought overall, good job. And that they did get to the point where they were breaking your press, but your girls, when that happened, they were doing a nice job of getting back and closing out and not giving up an easy shot for the most part.
Well, especially it helps when Shaylee's at the back of it, yeah, that she can do. But, I thought, we as the game went on, I thought when they got tired, we could have gotten up and really put more pressure on them. But I thought we tended to then we were picking them up, and we were 15 feet off of them, so we weren't able to put as much pressure on as we probably would have liked to. But it, as I said to the girls after the game, is just have to, for them, they have worked hard in the summer, they practiced hard for 2 weeks, they're so anxious to have of everything they've done to be able to put it on showcase, and it doesn't happen in the first game. And that's they just have to understand that that's part of, you get that first game in and take a deep breath and move on.
You had some players come in off the bench that contributed well, especially in that fourth quarter with the running clock. You had Sage Milroy hit a couple of threes, and you knew she's capable of that at any time. Mm-hmm. And Andrea Sampson, the freshman, nice aggressive move down on the right baseline to put a little floater up and answer. It was nice to see those girls play as aggressive as they did as well. Ellen Junk and Megan Lingenfelter as well.
Right. Yeah. And it's tough, that group to never practices together, and then on top, they're going against a zone, so it makes it a little bit tougher for them and stuff. But, yeah, it's nice to give them an experience and get them to do something. And, Andrea Sampson, nervous, but, did a nice job. And that's the idea, is get some of those younger kids comfortable in those roles. And the idea being, whether it's later this year or next year for sure, that you need them to be able to step up and play in a varsity role.
Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll talk with you Thursday night.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Streaks head coach Evan Massey, our post-game coaches interview, brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together better. Well, let's go ahead, and we'd already talked about this Neymar Days Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and actually you're the one that we had decided on. Coach Massey even mentioned right away, and really one thing we didn't see out of this young lady last year was very much offense. But it looks like, she's not going to be a main offensive provider, but it's going to be a part of her game this year. But it's always been defense for this young lady, and really defense was kind of a spark from her tonight.
Yeah, and that's Kaylin Boydston. She came in, and defense is probably always going to be her calling card, Tom, like you're saying. But she did a nice job. She came in, she was 2 of 6 from the field, but her 2 baskets included a layup on a fast break, another hit later. And then she got to the line and got 2 free throws. She also had 3 assists, 2 steals, 4 rebounds. She's the kind of player that you need. She's a glue player that's going to fill up the stat sheet in all the different categories. She's not one that's going to come in and drill you a bunch of threes. She's not the one that's going to come in and get you all the rebounds. She's the one that's going to get something of everything and really put some energy in. And Coach, I think aptly so, described her as the spark plug tonight.
So Kaylin Boydston, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. All right, we'll take a timeout here, come back, and run down our postgame stats. Streaks won it tonight by a final of 60-35. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
As Thanksgiving approaches, the Galesburg Rescue Mission asks for your support, as our Harvest Time Share-a-thon will be held this Saturday here on WGIL. This annual fundraiser allows our local rescue mission and women's shelter to provide assistance for those in need in the coming year. I'm the rescue mission director, Dave Scholl, hoping that you'll help us toward our goal on the annual Share-a-thon this Saturday on WGIL.
Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, and by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Bard Optical on Henderson Street.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streets win it 60-35. Tom Erdeth, Eric Gibson here at John Field Gym. Season opener, beginning of the Thanksgiving tournament here tonight, and the Streets with a nice win. Time right now to take a look at our post-game final statistics, brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. Scoring-wise, nice balance for the Streaks. Shaylee Florine leading the way with 14 points, 4 baskets, 6 for 6 from the free throw line. 11 points for Lexi Daniels on 3 three-pointers and a 2-pointer. 9 points for Raina Gelly, and she had some assists to go along with that as well, as Eric will run down. 3 baskets, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 6 points apiece for Kaylin Boydston. Kaylin with a couple of baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 6 for Sage Milroy on a couple of three-pointers. 5 points apiece for Emily Meinert and Kylie Townsville. Emily Meinert with a basket, 1 for 2 from the line. Kylie Townsville, a basket and 3 for 4 from the line. 4 points for Andrea Sampson on a couple of baskets late in the game. The Streaks with 5 three-pointers in the game. Shot the ball really well from the free throw line. 13 of 15 in the first half. Ended up 15 for 18 for the ball game. For East Peoria, nobody in double figures. 9 points from Remy Ferguson to lead the way. 4 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 8 points for Rachel Hilton on 4 baskets. 6 points for Allie Emmert on 3 baskets. 5 points for Ashley Emmert on a couple of baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. All her points came in the fourth quarter. 3 points for Eden Torno on a 3-pointer. She was 0 for 2 from the free throw line. 2 points for Kayla Burks on a basket in the third quarter, and a point for Haley Plummer on 1 for 2 from the line in that fourth quarter. Just 1 3-pointer in the ball game for Torno, and 3 for 8 from the line for East Peoria tonight.
Well, team stat-wise, the Streaks did all right. 19 turnovers for East Peoria, 16 for the Streaks, but you got to keep in mind that 6 of those came in the fourth quarter with what we'll call not the regular group out there. 33-23 advance for the Streaks in rebounding, including 15-9 on the offensive board. East Peoria shot at 15 of 46, including 1 of 8 from distance. Streaks were 20 of 48, 5 of 22 from distance. Like to see the makes go up on that, and I'm sure once we get through some of these games, they will. Individual stats that Tom did not tell you about. Boydston with 3 assists, 2 steals, and 4 rebounds, as I said earlier. 5 rebounds for Kylie Townsville to go with an assist and a steal. 5 assists, 1 steal, and 2 rebounds for Raina Goley. Kayla Townsville with 3 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. Lingenfelter with a rebound. 2 rebounds for Lexi Daniels to go with 2 steals. Sage Milroy had a rebound, a steal, and 2 blocks. Ellen Junk, 5 rebounds, shared the rebounding lead with Shaylee Florine, who also had 5 rebounds, a block, a steal, and an assist. Emily Meinert with 3 rebounds, 2 steals. And that is the extent of the scoring to go along with what Tom talked about.
All right, our post-game final stats brought to you again by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. Streaks win it 60-35. We'll take our final timeout, come back, and wrap things up. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
What are you waiting for? Turn your dream project into reality when you call Courtright Construction for a free estimate. Let them help walk you through every aspect of your project, from start to finish. Whether you're contemplating new construction, a remodel, a new garage, or a room addition, they offer superior quality and exceptional value. Plus, they have lots of satisfied customers. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts. And by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible. Corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
With the Yum Ford Pro Football Pick'em, there's a weekly winner as well as a grand prize of $500 and more. Pick your teams now at WGIL.com.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks win it in the opener tonight, 60-35. They defeat the East Peoria Raiders. Again, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Kalen Boydston. Congratulations to Kalen. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Well, take a night off, and we'll be back at it again Thursday night. The Streaks will take on the Metamore Redbirds. Eric, you'll be on assignment, and you know, place so beautiful this time of year.
I think you're confused on where I'm going.
Oh, okay. Jim Lee will be on Thursday. You'll be back with me on Friday. Good start to the season. I mean, you know, you kind of expect sometimes in a first game, especially, like I said, you got some young ladies with very little varsity experience that they got a lot of playing time tonight, including a couple of starters. So you expect it sometimes to be a little bit of a slow start, but they really turn it on in that late in the second quarter and to start the third quarter.
Yeah, you know, I think that ultimately the defense is going to be the calling card for this team, especially if Coach Massey is going to go with the starters on a regular basis that we saw tonight. So the big thing for them is just going to be kind of setting the tone with that. And I said it during the game, I would have liked to have seen the Streaks go a little bit more into Shaley early just to set the tone. Hey, you know, we're going to come at you. We're gonna come and go right and slam the ball down your throat. Unfortunately, we didn't see that until really the second quarter. Kind of started to pick that up, and then third quarter the Streaks were kind of able to put this one out of the way.
So the Streaks win again here tonight. 60-35 is the final score. Thanks for listening tonight. Thanks to Cody McIntyre, our studio engineer. Tonight's for Eric Gibson. I'm Tom Meredith saying good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.